Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Social. And today we're going to talk about practical jokes or pranks. That's another word we use to describe a practical joke. And Social, this was your idea. So maybe you could tell me what you were thinking in so far as like the theme of today's episode.
Yeah, when I was a very little kid, the pranks that were super common here in America were TPing, prank calls, sometimes called crank calls with a C, which is just right. The same thing where they like call you and get you going. One of the really common ones was calling someone and saying, hey, is your refrigerator running? Yes, better go catch it or something. So like just stupid things, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just supposed to be a bit of fun. And often it's done by like teenagers or college kids. It's really common during the Halloween season. And I was reminded of this because I had not seen TPing in a long time. And for our listeners who don't know what that is, TP stands for toilet paper, and TPing just includes people throwing a roll of toilet paper like over trees in the house, like, and covering everything in toilet paper. And it's just a nuisance to get off for like the homeowner or the people living there. And yeah. I don't know, it's like supposed to be funny, I guess. And I'd never done it because by the time I was a kid and such, I feel like, and then COVID hit, you know, when I was like in my college days as well. In the very early 20s and late teens, the price of toilet paper really shot up.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And so I feel like I never saw this. I mean, it's like $16 or almost $17 for a pack of Charmin TP. So
you're ready to like, let's do a practical joke. Let's TP somebody's house. And you throw the toilet paper, you know, like you throw it as like a stream, like streamer. So you hold it in a certain way, so when you throw it, it makes like a long ribbon, kind of like a
yeah.
And you put it over the trees or over the house,
over the roof of the house,
yeah, over the roof, and it just hangs down, and it just looks like it just looks like it's just a mess, you know, like of just long streams of white toilet paper. It's a classic prank, but. I, you know, for me, I never enjoyed, I don't like practical jokes. I hate them, actually.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. I'm way too sensitive for practical jokes.
Irritated? Sorry, go ahead.
Never irritated, but I get deeply hurt. Like, it hurts my feelings.
By someone pranking you?
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead. I don't mean to judge you. I'm just surprised.
No. It's just like, in my mind, I don't know why, but it's because I'm hypersensitive. Like my mother is also hypersensitive. My daughter's, I think, got some of that. And hypersensitive people internalize everything. So if you do a practical joke on me, my first place in my mind goes is I thought you liked me. You know?
Oh no, that's so sad.
Yeah, that's what.
Oh my god, yeah. That's like kind of like rejection dysphoria is the same thing. I think that does happen to HSPs, which for people, our listeners, are it's like
is that an MBTI thing?
No, HSP is like hypersensitive people are highly sensitive people. Then rejection dysphoria is something that happens with HSPs or people with like ADHD and sometimes autism and stuff, where like you feel like a rejection from something like that, like being pranked, and it kind of sends you spiraling into like, nobody likes me, these people don't like me. Like,
yeah, they were, I thought they were my friends, but then they did this thing to me that was, you know, not very nice. And also the other thing I don't like about, I love comedy. Like I love when people are funny, but the only kind of comedy I like is like not the punching down type, you know, where you're alienating one group and saying they're stupid and how could they be so pathetic. I like the kind of where comedians will talk about how they did something stupid.
Self-deprecating.
It's self-deprecating, exactly. Yes. And that kind of humor, and that's my father's personality, you know? Like, he's very funny, but in a very self-deprecating way. And so he's always the butt of his own jokes. Never, ever at the expense of someone else's feelings or something. So I've always been that way.
I think that's the right way to be. I don't know if I've ever been pranked, probably when I was a little kid, and especially by my sister, older sister. But I don't think if I've ever been pranked besides that. And I relate to what you're saying, Jack. I definitely was highly sensitive, especially when I was younger, and kind of suffered from rejection dysphoria. And I think I don't really have any friends nowadays, so maybe I don't really feel that way anymore, but I barely have friends. It's like you get to a certain point in adulthood and it's just kind of different on like your friend, you know, your friendships versus like early college or high school. I do remember pranking someone in high school. He had like really pissed me off and then as a petty, we were fine, we were cool after that. I don't remember what he did, but as a petty prank afterwards, I saran wrapped his car with a mutual friend, and so that was very funny because we just saran wrapped his car, which made it really hard for him to open the car door and get inside.
Saran wrap, for those that our listeners don't know, it's like that clear food wrapping material. So he probably didn't. You go to open your car door and you realize that the whole, you can't get into your car. Like, it's just covered in this clear.
Film, like clear plastic film.
Yeah.
But it's very irritating because, like, you can't. Like, it's surprisingly just like one or two tubes will saran wrap like an entire car to the point that it's very hard to open. Like, you can't open the door.
They had to
eventually cut it open with a pocket knife. But anyway, my friend and I were laughing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ha ha. and anyway, in good faith, he thought it was funny as well, I think. So it was yeah. all okay. But because he did say, you know, he had a good laugh. But yeah, it is just very irritating. And I feel like that's kind of a little bit of the spirit of an American prank.
Well, April 1st is called April Fool's Day. And if you're going to do
it, was April 1st. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, that's just the traditional day when you do practical jokes on people and stuff like that. And so we have all kind, you know, there's a much worse version of the Saran wrap is the toilet, Saran wrapping the toilet. So yeah,
that's terrible.
It's that's a hot mess. Of a practical joke, not funny, but common college prank, you know. Yeah, it's funny. I did do a prank once. It was quite elaborate, actually. We invited a friend in high school to go for a walk in the woods. Or my friends invited him to go for a walk in the woods because we were going to smoke cigars in the middle of the woods. So that was our being, what do you call it? Cool, you know, like we're gonna smoking cigars when you're in high school seems
interesting. Yeah, seems cool, I guess. Yeah. Oh, hey Deck, your mic cut off, I think.
I know, this my computer is awful, gosh.
Nice.
Okay,
you left off where it was cool to smoke cigars in the woods.
Okay. I'll go back to that sentence. We were at that point in high school where, you know, we thought it was like cool to be like, you know, to smoke cigars secretly. It was so our parents didn't know. And anyway, long story short, I was not there on the walk, you know, to smoke the cigars because I was hiding in the woods in a long trench coat and a black mask and holding an axe. And so...
What the heck, Jack? Yeah. That's like, I don't know if that's like a prank or you're like traumatizing people out here.
So when I heard them coming down the path, all my other friends knew I was there, but the one friend didn't know I was there.
This is evil, so kind of.
In the middle of the night, I jump out and I'm like, with this axe and this black mask. And they, my friends told me they knew I was there and they were scared, you know, like, so my friend, like in a cartoon, he turns around the guy we're pranking and he starts running, but it's so muddy on the ground
that
he's like running in place, you know, he's not moving anywhere.
Like Scooby-Doo.
And then he just face plants into the mud on his, ruins his shirt, his shorts, everything. And then... my friends all ran away, and so he and I had to walk together back to the car.
So he knew you were at that point.
I took the mask off at that point. Right. I'm like, hey, man, sorry.
You are such a jerk. Jack, you know what's so crazy is that you're so hypocritical. Because you're like, that would really hurt. A little prank would really hurt my feelings. And then you're like, you traumatized this poor guy who thought you were his friend, too. Yeah. Yeah. Did he ever talk to you again after that?
Yeah. He got over it. But the funny thing is we all... we went back to my best friend's house and this friend, he threw his shirt and his shorts into the washing machine and washed his clothes and borrowed some of my friend's clothes. And then we watched a movie called Rambo 2. And then there's this one point in the movie Rambo 2 where Rambo, he comes out of like this mud and he's just covered in mud to hide from the bad guys. And we just all died laughing at that point. And even he started laughing a little bit. So
why did you pick this one poor friend to traumatize?
I think there was like a beef between him and my best friend or something. And so they wanted to kind of put him back in his place, you know, a little bit.
Dang, that's kind of that's kind of neat. Humiliation ritual for sure.
You guys are
evil, a little
psychotic.
Bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's way meaner than wrapping someone's car. Jeez.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I have one other short prank story before we end this. Mm. But when my sister and I were kids, my dad would come and read to us every night, which is actually pretty cool when I think about it. One of the only cool things that my dad did, but he would read us like Harry Potter books or things like that. And I remember that we pretended that we were already sleeping, and we had these giant stuffed animals that my grandparents had gifted us for Christmas. And we put them under the covers fully, so it looked like we were sleeping. And then we hid underneath the bed. And when my dad came to like move the covers to see if we were sleeping, we grabbed his ankles from under the bed.
Nice.
And we scared. We scared the crap out of him. He was he was shrieking. It was so funny to us.
You must have taken 5 years off of his life, you know? Like at that.
Yeah, because imagine you think your kids are sleeping and you're like, what the hell is under the bed? You know? Yeah. So, yeah,
that's awesome. That's a really good one, actually. That's really clever.
I don't know how our little minds came up with that. That is kind of psychotic, too. We were under 9 or 10, under 10 for sure. Yeah, that's crazy. Anyway,
I guess the moral of the story is if you're going to do a prank, go big, go large, you know,
like,
just traumatize someone.
For real. All right, listeners. Well, if you have any prank stories, make sure to share them down below or share them in our WeChat group. That's the A to Z English Podcast WeChat group. And maybe you can even shoot us an email with some crazy prank stories. Jack and I would love to read your guys' emails on air. So shoot us an email at AtoZEnglishPodcast@gmail.com. And we will see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.